Good afternoon. A beautiful day in progress across interior New York and New England, with high pressure continuing to settle in from southern Canada. We are enjoying a good amount of sunshine, although at times it's filtered through some high cloudiness that is associated with the system that's out in the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes. Still, with that sunshine, we will see temperatures climb into the middle 60s on average for daytime highs. A clear, cool night tonight, most everyone back into the lower and middle 40s. That high pressure center will anchor itself over us for the rest of the week. It will serve to deflect any precipitation from a slow-moving system well off to our south and west. The result will be a continuation of sunny skies and pleasant temperatures on Wednesday near 70, more sunshine in the lower 70s on Thursday, and mostly sunny into the middle and upper 70s on Friday. That disturbance in the Ohio and Tennessee valleys will slowly head in our direction by the end of the week and arrive on Saturday. There's still a question as to whether it will lift directly through our area or slide off to our south. With this uncertainty, we'll put at least a chance of a shower in the forecast on Saturday as it moves through. Otherwise, a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the mid-70s. It looks like whatever track this system will take, it'll be out of here by the remainder of the holiday weekend, which will mean we'll have dry weather on Sunday and Monday with a mix of sun and clouds both days and highs in the middle 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that same slow-moving system will continue to produce heavy rain across portions of the southern Appalachians, Carolinas, and western Virginia today and tomorrow. The system is expected to produce several inches of rain, with flash flooding likely in these areas. Farther east, Tropical Storm Arthur will continue to track east away from the North Carolina Outer Banks. The system is expected to become post-tropical later today. Regardless, dangerous coastal surf conditions and rip currents are forecast to spread along the mid-Atlantic coast and persist during the next couple of days. And an upper-level low moving in from the eastern Pacific is expected to produce widespread precipitation across the western United States. This includes higher elevation snow, with several inches forecast to accumulate across the higher peaks of the Sierras. Significant rainfall accumulations are forecast for portions of the Sierra foothills and the interior valleys of California. This will raise the potential for flash flooding across these areas. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 111 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 23 at Estcourt Station, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-60s, Boston, mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with highs in the upper 60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 70 degrees, the average low, 48. The record high, 91, set in 1989, 1986, and 1962, and the record low, 29, in 1981. Sunrise this morning was at 5:28 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:16 p.m., 14 hours and 48 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight in the lower to mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid-60s. partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny and mild near 70. Sunny on Thursday with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly sunny, a bit warmer on Friday, mid to upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday, chance of a shower in the mid-70s. And a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday and Monday, with highs both days in the middle 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.